John Follin's with me. John, the weekend hasn't gone too badly when you get two victories. I know it's pre-season with the Connacht Senior League, but you've done well in that. And then today here against Westport, they made your work and you dug it out.
Yeah, we have to be very pleased with the weekend. Yesterday was a massive defensive performance from the first team. We'd all be quietly pleased with that, you know. The guys had to work really, really hard. Bucks had an awful lot of possession. I would almost go as far as 65 to 70% possession. So it made the lads work really hard. So deep down, we'd all have to be very, very pleased that we came out with the W, as the man says.
If you were picking the fixtures just in the senior league to build up towards the big season you got going now in Division 2A, you wouldn't have picked them any better. Having Bucks at home, then having to play Corinthians, it'll get you well up for that Terran Euro game in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. In fairness, I don't know, maybe Corinthians were a little bit unlucky, but I suppose someone has to play Bucks 3 weeks out. But I think for all three clubs, you want to be playing each other just before the for all three clubs.
Yeah, it makes sense. Well, you're ticking along. You're pretty happy where things are injuries-wise as well, is that fair to say? Or is the squad coming together? Or do you still have a lot of guys to come back in before that turn you're at?
No, I think the squad is pretty much together now. Brian Murphy got injured playing with Connacht. He'll hardly be back in time for the Turin Euro game. So other than that, you know, I think everyone's back. There are a couple of guys to get back from the States that are over there on student visas or whatever. Hopefully they'll all be back. But if they're not back for the Turin Euro game, certainly we'll have everyone back by the week after.
Junior League today against Westport. Westport seem to have come on a bit since last year. They're not happy with their performance today now, and they're not going to take it as much of a positive. But they did make you work. You didn't take the scores in the first half, and they put it up to you in the second half.
Yeah, we had to work very hard. I mean, Westport are a massive, physically massive side, and they really made us work very, very hard. And there was no point in taking any ball in one-on-one against any of those boys. You were going to just lose it straight away. I thought we made a lot of unforced errors, a lot of handling errors. We were trying to play a lot of offloads and stuff like that, and it didn't come off for us, unfortunately. So I would say that our own unforced errors count is going to be fairly high. But when you're playing against Westport, you cannot take them on one-on-one because they're just physically so big.
I was looking through the team there. I find it very hard to pick a player out of your squad who wouldn't believe himself that he could be playing senior rugby and first team rugby. That's the ideal scenario for a second team. And a game like this, they can actually stand out a little bit more in terms of when they have to work so hard in those closing stages and push hard for a bonus point right at the end because they got the tries in those closing quarter.
Yeah, we have some very good players out there. I'm not going to name any of them. It's too early in the season. There are a few guys in that squad that are nowhere near AIL rugby. You know, we've got to be honest with that. So our whole squad isn't as strong as we'd like it to be. With the AIL starting 2 weeks' time. So, you know, we'll continue working on it. Hopefully some more of the younger lads from last year's under-19s and some of last year's under-20s who didn't feature last year will put their hands up this year. And, you know, the stronger squad we have, you know, there's no point in talking about 30 players. You need a squad of 45 to 50 players. So the stronger the squad we have, it can only be good for us.